Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Saudi Unlimited WTMJ News Time is 11:39 on this Tuesday. Every Tuesday at this time, Amy, we talk Brewers baseball. It's always a blast talking with Adam McKelvey. But I'll tell you what, over the weekend, I just kept thinking, I want to talk to him about this. I want to talk to him about this. And then yesterday, there was something else. We welcome in Adam McKelvey from Brewers.com. Adam, there's so much. I mean, from Ryan Braun being in the booth to Snoop being in the booth. What a blast it's been for the Brewers and the fans these last couple days.
And the day before that, remember, it was Bill Schroeder's 30th anniversary, and they had all his former broadcast partners in the booth. I can tell you today, we're expecting to get a visit from Mr. Cato Kalin, friend of the Brewers.
Oh, really? He's a Milwaukee guy.
He is, and those who follow him on social media knows he sometimes has pretty strong opinions about the way the local sports teams play. So I don't know if he's a guy that you want in the booth, but he's another one of our local celebrities.
There might be some people who wouldn't recall Cato Kalin's name, but he was the famous house guest for O.J. Simpson.
He was also
30 years ago yesterday was the Bronco chase as well.
Did Cato go to Nicolet High School? I'm trying to remember.
Nicolet's finest.
That's right.
Nicolet High School.
Because my late uncle was buddies with him back in the day at Nicolet. That's a little fun fact. Isn't that wild?
He's a character, I'll tell you that. So, yeah, I don't know if we're going to see him in the booth. You know, Jessica, I have something for you, though. Speaking of characters,
okay. You
throw questions at me all the time on here. So Tim Dillard asked me yesterday if I wanted to go to Disneyland. And I said, of course not. I'm 46 years old. is it appropriate for adults to go to Disneyland?
Well, if you're bringing kids, hands down, you're bringing the family. You mean you're just going to go with him? You're just going to go with Dillard?
Yeah, that was the ask. And I was like, I think I'll pass.
Is this a date kind of thing or what?
No, I think Dillard just doesn't like sitting in the hotel. He's not a guy who likes to sit on his hands. He likes to go out and live life, as people know. I don't know. I'm usually to each his own sort of thing, but I don't know that.
Well, if we move on over to the other sports, you got Brooke Lopez, who loves being at Disney, and he'd go. I mean, it could be a boys' trip.
I know,
people
actually,
love it.
A lot of adults.
Some people are probably even mad I'm bringing up the question because they love to go, but it's just, I think this is a good debate.
It is so true. I do know a couple people, they're, you know, they call themselves, nicely, they call themselves Disney freaks, right? I'm not saying that. They say that. They love it so much that they go down as adults, and it's fun. I haven't been in decades.
I haven't been since my kids were 3, and all I remember is going to the bathroom with them all the time.
Oh, gosh. That's a terrible memory.
And then every toy is at Disney is at eye level for a toddler coming out, and they want every toy coming out of the bathroom. It was a great memory.
Oh, my gosh. It's so expensive at Disney these days, too. Okay, hey, I got to ask. So we'll see if Cato Kalin ends up being in the booth. We just had, more recently, Ryan Braun in the booth. Is it true he said he's been working in finance?
Yeah, he's done that. Remember, he came back a couple of years ago. When Prince went into the Walk of Fame, and Ryan Braun was there with Jonathan Lucroy, and he was a guy who did really well in school and took his academics really seriously, and didn't just say he did; he actually did. And I don't know the exact details of that, but he's talked about that for quite a while about being interested in investments and finance and getting into that space. But I don't know. I mean, his finances are quite in order.
Right? So I think that's what surprised people.
But look, I mean, you retire. Think about the amount of time these guys spend at the ballpark.
True.
You know, they're there, 6:40 game tonight. I'm talking to you at 9:48 in the morning. I mean, they're not too far from the first trainers and staff showing up at the ballpark. And these guys spend so much time to just all of a sudden retire and think that you're just going to sit home on your and do nothing all day.
On your what? On your what was that?
Well, I was going to say on your hands, but I already said sitting on your hands, and people are going to think I sit around on my hands. So I didn't want to say that. But no, you know, you need something to keep your mind occupied. I mean, remember, totally. I did a little thing just on a much simpler note. I did a little story about how the guys have gotten into crosswords. And Devin Williams talked about being injured all this first half. He is like looking for an outlet for these competitive juices that he's used to feeding in the ninth inning every night. He's not getting any of that. And he found that something as small as doing a crossword puzzle was something to feed those competitive juices. So I think for Ryan Braun, it makes total sense, as competitive as he was, to get into something that occupies his mind, takes up a lot of his time. He's obviously got the three kids that he's enjoying right. and had them at the ballpark last night.
Well,
he wants a day job, too.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was just interesting because I was seeing the chat on social media and I was checking it out. And then there's also this viral thing on TikTok right now that all the young ones are doing. And it's like, I'm looking for a man in finance, a 6'5", trust fund, blue eyes. I don't know if I have the exact order, but I was like, I wonder if it was a joke on that. Like, he's like, I'm in finance, you know, but no, he really is working in finance.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Ryan Braun is not on TikTok.
He was never really on social media at all. I mean, was he on anything when he was playing? I don't think he is. His wife is.
You know, I'm sure he had. Well, Larissa is great on social media. She has recipes out there, stuff with the kids.
Yeah.
So she's very involved. But no, Ryan stayed away. But you know, someone's always watching, even the guys who are not on there. Pat Murphy talked about that the other day, about it takes a commitment to stay off of social media because, you know, from the manager's point of view and the players too. You want to do your job without wondering what everybody thinks about the way you're doing your job.
That's a commitment. Do they have protocols for whether they can be on their phones while they're sitting there or, you know, doing crossword? Is that like poor form?
No. No, if you walked into the clubhouse, you would see, you know, if there's 10 guys in the clubhouse, 9 of them are staring at their phone. And that's one of the reasons I wrote about those crosswords is, it's been a way for some of the guys to get off of their phones. Jake Bowers, who hit a homer last night, he said he doesn't want to sit there all afternoon because of the time that they spend at the park to get their work in, but then have so much downtime as well. It's really easy to just fall into scrolling Instagram for hours and hours, and he likes to do some other things. So, no, there's no protocols about it. Years ago, Mark Attanasio, when the iPad first became a thing, Mark got all the guys an iPad as a gift. It was a really nice gesture at the time because it was this new device. Now, though, it's almost like you would like to go back to the days where guys actually like looked up every now and then and talked to each other.
Okay, how fun was this over the weekend? Snoop Dogg not only throwing out the first pitch, but also up in the broadcast booth, and he was good.
He was great doing a little play-by-play. And I think Bill Schroeder asking Snoop if he's from the LBC is like the funniest thing that's ever happened on Brewers television, even though Matt Vasgersian was pretty funny back in the day. It was incredible. And what everyone said the same thing. The guy is endless positivity. And you can insert joke here with that because I think we all know where some of that comes from. But still, to have the energy, to have the attitude that – every interaction he had at the ballpark, and it was thousands.
Yes,
that was the best part of everybody's day.
Totally agree.
And he was commanding a lot of positive energy.
Totally, and you know, I see that with Bob Uecker, and that can wear on guys when you're that kind of person, where no matter who you talk to, that's the thing they're going to remember most about their day. There's like a responsibility to that. And I don't mean to be overly serious about it because it's just a hug and a picture and a smile.
And it's
but
Snoop.
To do it over thousands of times. Yeah, Snoop. It was incredible. Everybody was blown away by how cool he was.
Yeah, I couldn't believe. I mean, it was one thing for him to throw out the pitch, but then when I saw him in the booth, and then he took so many pictures and he was signing balls and signing bats. And I thought, how cool is that? I mean, you could just tell everybody was loving it. Do we have any idea what he said to Brewers manager Pat Murphy? Because I've seen a couple pictures where Murphy's just cracking up. Have we figured that out?
Well, I tried. If you heard the post game, I tried to pry that out of Murph and he wouldn't bite. Mm. I think, though, they were setting up the prank on Quinton Berry, the first base coach, because he catches every first pitch every day and there's always, you know, 3 or 4 or 5, and he does it dutifully. And he heard Snoop Dogg was coming and he said, no one's taking this pitch. Because often when it's someone good, Christian Yelich or back in the day, Ryan Braun would get the celebrity, and Quinton Berry is, no offense to anyone else who's thrown a first pitch, stuck with everybody else. So they pranked him into thinking that they were going to take that away from him, even after he said, you're not taking this from me. And he was mad.
Yeah.
And then at the last minute, they had Snoop Dogg in on it. And at the last minute, Snoop Dogg put his arm around him and said, look, I can't do this without you. And then he caught the pitch. So it was all a big ruse. And I'm guessing that Pat Murphy was setting that up with Snoop, and they ended up executing it really well.
And the fans went wild. I mean, I heard there were even, I wasn't there on Saturday. I was at the Snoop Dogg concert Saturday night, but I heard fans in the stands at the Brewers game, like, actually had tears in their eyes too, some of them. They were so excited to see Snoop out there throwing the first pitch.
I can just tell you it was loud, and it was a great crowd all day. I mean, it set the stage for a great crowd, and then just a really great game. And look, Jessica, we talked about that. There's been so many moments this year that you got to kind of write them down and remember some of them.
So true.
And that the Snoop Day was one of them. The out at home plate to end the game the next day. That's the first time since 1997 an outfielder has thrown a runner out at the plate without a relay man to end the game. That doesn't happen every day. So they've just had some really memorable moments this season in the first half.
I think that's part of the attraction, like just speaking about my own kids, for example. They're 20 years old. They're triplets. They love to go to the Brewer game. This sounds bad, but not for the sport, but for all the entertainment. You got to appeal to a lot of people, right?
That's part of it, and that's what all these teams do. I mean, it is entertainment, and even teams that play it really straight, like the Dodgers, you know, it's basically between innings, it's music and shots of the fans and the crowd. It's not a lot of, you know, hidden ball tricks and trivia and things like that. But even there's an entertainment element to this. And the players say this all the time. Look, they take it really seriously. They want to win really bad. They're committed. Every team committed to winning the World Series. But the really smart ones know that they are in the entertainment industry as much as they are in the sports industry. And it's a show, and I think the teams are cognizant that you can go there and you can be – the best thing about baseball to me, you can go there and to be dialed into every pitch, every twitch. That game-ending play, Blake Perkins is pulled in a few steps forward, few steps towards right field, right before the final play, and the ball is hit right there. It was great positioning. It was a tiny little thing, and if you were really dialed in, you noticed it. But you can also sit there and have peanuts and hang out with your friends and have a good time and see who wins. You know, you can watch as much or a little of the game as you want and still have a good time. That's, to me, the best part about our sport.
Totally agree. I think that's fantastic. Hey, before we let you go here, I also wanted to ask about Jake Bowers. I heard he got a pep talk from his dad before the game, and then he homers?
Yeah, the cool thing, you know, whenever you come to Southern California, half the team is playing at home because so many of the guys are from this area. And the two who homered for the Brewers, Jake Bowers and Bryce Terang, are from within 20 minutes or so of Angel Stadium and grew up coming to games here. And Bowers yesterday was at home with his parents, and his mom said, "Now, you want to take my car over to the game?" Because, you know, we're talking noon or whatever. He goes over there. And he said, "What if Dad took me?" So Dad took him, and he said he dropped him off at the field just like when he was 12 years old.
Nice.
And he gave him a little pep talk, and Bowers hit a homer. He'd homered here before in one of his previous stops, but still a really special moment. So I'm going to go and say that with how superstitious ballplayers are, I'm going to guarantee you that Jake Bowers' dad is driving him to the field again today.
Yeah, they need a W today, right?
Yeah, this is a team you'd want to beat, right? This is the Angels are a team. They're missing their best player, Mike Trout. They lost Shohei Ohtani to the crosstown Dodgers in the offseason. They are not one of the best teams in baseball, and you want to take care of those teams. And the Brewers have done a good job of that so far this season, so they'll give it a shot tonight.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. So much good stuff to talk about with the Brewers this week. That's fantastic. Thanks so much, Adam McKelvey with Brewers.com. We always appreciate you.
I'll send you my pictures with Snoop.
Yes, please do. I want to see him. Thank you. Saudi Unlimited, WTMJ News Time is 11:52.